You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. And now it's time for the book report, brought to you by the Litography Project.
The Litography Project, your literary guide to San Francisco.
For the book report, we ask Bay Area writers to tell us about a book that's meaningful for them. Today, we hear from Catherine Ma, a writer and lawyer living in San Francisco.
I'm going to talk about American Pastoral, which is a novel by Philip Roth. It's a story of a multi-generational immigrant family. The main character, he's called the Swede. He's a Jewish kid from Newark, New Jersey, who lives a charmed life. He grows up a star in his local high school. He marries a beautiful woman. He has a very successful business that he's inherited from his father. And then things go badly wrong when his daughter commits an act of domestic terrorism. So it's a book about the American dream and the destruction of the American dream. Roth looks brilliantly at a number of themes that I'm really interested in. The immigrant story, the multi-generational family story, identity, and the notion of America as a kind of mythology that we must try to understand and come to grips with. Part of the reason I think the book is so interesting to me is because Philip Roth is showing us these are enduring issues for authors to examine. These are not passé topics. These are things that are deeply human. And as long as we are thinking and reading, we will want to think about what family means and what American culture and American politics have to tell us decade after decade. So the idea that he made it very fresh is very exciting to me. The book is filled with references to music, to the kind of music I would imagine that Philip Roth listened to when he was growing up.
Again, the musical scene is the Monte Carlo.
The post-war, liberating, wonderful music. And he has in the book the words from that marvelous Johnny Mercer tune.
The song that expresses the hope in millions of hearts tonight. Dream.
Dream when the day is through. Dream and they might come true. Things never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream.
Dream when you're feeling blue.
Roth is telling us right away, right at the very beginning of the book, that this book is going to be about dreams. But we all know what happens to dreams, you know. Dreams usually die.
Watch the smoke rings rise in the air.